Very good. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I'm glad that you are here. And yes, our baby is due tomorrow. And by this time tomorrow, we will have a crying, hungry baby in our hands.
我太太的产期是明天，所以你们 stay tuned 啊，我们会把我们的消息告诉你们。
So we are excited about that. We realized yesterday that we needed to buy diapers. And so we did a little baby run for all the things that we hadn't really thought about. And so I think we're all set now.
我跟我太太非常的兴奋，所以昨天我们还去外面买买这些尿片啊，跟婴孩所需用的物品。
And certainly we're excited about that. So thank you for your prayers. And Barb is ready to have this kid. So she's there. She's ready.
So, 谢谢你们为我们家庭带祷。
Anyway, well, very good. I'm glad to be here with you. And we are in week two, really, of a series that I'm doing with you titled Covenant, where what we're doing is we're looking at eight specific covenants that God made with his people and with us throughout Scripture.
我们已经开始了一个叫神的约这个系列。今天是我们的第二次的讲道，我们也提过在圣经里面有很好几个特别的约是神跟他的子民所立的。
Now, 2 weeks ago, I began the series and we looked at God's very first covenant that he made in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And let me just kind of give you a quick review of what we discovered from that first covenant.
那么两个礼拜前，我们先讲到神的第一个约，就是在伊甸园里面所设立的，我叫它做伊甸园的约。那么我很快的就把这个伊甸园的约里面的重点跟大家复习一下。
The first requirement of that covenant that God made was that man was to replenish the earth. Man said, hey, listen, have kids and replenish that earth.
这个月第一个重点就是人要生养众多。
And then he required that the man would subdue the earth, and that means simply to manage it and then to use it wisely.
第二个就是管理大地，就是人有这个责任使到这个地尽其力。
And then man is to rule over all living things. Now get this, and I have to remind my wife once in a while, all living things are not to rule over us, including our dog.
那个第三点呢，就是人有这个责任，道德的责任去治理活物。我们是管理世界上神所创造的东西，包括我们的狗，它不是管理我们的，那是我们去管理它。
And then in this very first covenant, man was restricted to a vegetarian diet, and that will change when we get to the covenant that God made with Noah.
在伊甸园的约当中，人是以蔬菜为食。
And then God required that man must work, and so if we're able to work, God requires that as a part of our life.
那么第五个重点呢，就是人必须要工作。
And then man is forbidden to eat from the tree of knowledge, and this was a test of obedience for both Adam and Eve.
还有一个重点就是神的指示，就是要人不能吃那个分别善恶树的果子，这个是一个顺服的试炼。
And then the last part of this very first covenant, it was the idea that there would be a penalty of death, meaning a spiritual death, for disobedience.
那么在这个约当中，神也清楚地说明，如果你不遵行他的旨意，会有怎么样的后果。
And so what happens is this, when you and I are disobedient to a known law of God, that is called sin. And the Bible tells us that sin is what separates us spiritually from God.
那同样的，今天如果我们不遵行神的旨意的时候呢，我们就犯了罪。那么这个罪的后果呢，就是与神隔离。
So for today, turn with me if you would to Genesis chapter 3. You can turn your Bibles or on your worship folder. Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. And we're going to read what that says for us today.
那么今天的经文记载创世纪第三章，我们从第十四节念到第十九节。
We're going to move into kind of a teaching time, but it's about this second covenant that God made. And here is that second covenant coming out of Genesis chapter 3. And Jehovah, God, said unto the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above every beast of the field.
那么今天我们是讲这个第二个月，就是在创世纪第三章第十四节这样说，耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的出生出野兽更甚，你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
Upon your belly shall you go, and the dust shall you eat in all of the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And then unto the woman God said, I will greatly multiply your pain and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he will rule over you.
又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖你。
And unto Adam he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake.
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐不可吃那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
In toil shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field.
地必给你长出荆棘和犁棘来，你也要吃田间的蔬菜。
In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread until you return it to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而来的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
Okay, so what I want to do for us this afternoon is I want us to do two things here in this study of what's called the Adamic Covenant. Last 2 weeks ago, we talked about the Edenic Covenant, but this is called the Adamic Covenant.
上次我们讲的第一个月就叫伊甸园的月。那么今天我们的月呢，在神学上面也有个名称叫亚当的月。
First, I want us to discover what the Adamic Covenant is, and then second, I want us to look at the participants in the covenant in order to discover more of their role and their significance.
那么首先我们要回答一个问题，什么叫亚当的约？然后我们要观察在这个约中有什么人参与，有什么重要的角色，它有什么的意义。
Okay, so this is a little bit more of a teaching time for us today, but it helps us to better understand as we're building on these covenants and throughout Scripture, who God is and who we are in His eyes.
那么今天我们来讲到，其实是一个好像上神学班一样，我们从这个月当中，我们自取属灵的功课。
So the first question I want us to ask today and then answer is, what is the Adamic covenant?
那么首先我们要回答一个问题，什么叫亚当的约呢？
If we were to look at theology and systematic theology has traditionally divided God's plan of redemption into two main covenants.
那么先看看这个神学，特别是这个系统神学。系统神学当中呢，它有一个分界点，就是把两个月分。
And first of all, we have this Edenic covenant, or the covenant of the works, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, and that was the covenant that God made with man before the fall of Adam.
那么这个分界点呢，就是人的堕落。在人的堕落以前呢，这个月就是伊甸园的月，我们也叫工作的月。
And now we're going to be looking at this Adamic covenant, or the covenant of redemption that God made to man after the fall of Adam, and then that's what we're going to be looking at here this afternoon.
那么在堕落以后呢，我们叫这个月叫亚当的月，也叫救赎的月，恩典的月。
And so when God created Adam, He entered into a covenant with Adam, where Adam was required to obey God in order to secure God's blessings.
那么神创造亚当之后，就马上跟亚当进入一个约的关系，这个就是伊甸园的约。伊甸园的约就是要要求亚当跟夏娃要顺服，上帝的旨意，而且因着顺服，而且能够可以蒙福。
And so as we're reading through the story of Adam and Eve, we will find that when Adam failed this covenant as a result of his works, what happened was this. He brought sin and the curse that God told him about into this world.
但是当亚当犯罪以后呢，就照前约所指定的，这个咒诅就临到他了，因此这个罪就进入这个世界。
And that sin and that curse that God told him about then spread into all of humanity. Why? Because all of humanity is descended from Adam, and we bear the responsibility both for Adam's first sin, which is called original sin, and then for our own sins, which are called personal sins.
不但如此，亚当的罪就蔓延到全人类，因此人类都变成有罪了。这个在神学里面，这个叫原罪，意思就是我们要背负亚当罪的结果。
Now, if we just think about it for a minute, that doesn't seem fair, right? That we have to bear the sin of Adam's sin?
那么首先你就可能马上有一个问题，就是说我没有犯罪啊，只是亚当我的祖宗犯罪了，为什么我要担负他的罪孽呢？
But here's the thing about it. Because God loves us, He showed mercy to His chosen people, and He purposed to save them through a covenant of redemption and grace.
但是我们想一下以后，发现其中有神的爱在里面，因为神借着我们的罪，他就可以产生一个拯救的计划，让我们可以再次回复。
And so it's through the administration of this covenant of redemption or this covenant of grace where God fulfills the covenant of works for us and grants us the favor that we could never earn ourselves.
那么这个救赎就是神赐给他的选民的救赎，神已经成就了，已经履行了，让他的子民能够再次回复与他和好。
And what we'll see happen as I share in coming weeks about these covenants is that we will see this covenant of redemption or this covenant of grace unfold through the succession of smaller sub-covenants.
其实这个亚当的约就是救赎恩典的约了，不是一次的全盘启示给我们，乃是用渐进的方法，一步一步很多小的约，然后通通加起来。然后把神的旨意慢慢显明给我们。
Now, the covenant of works, remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago again. The covenant of works, we have to remember this, is still in effect today, even though we cannot perform its requirements to the degree that God originally intended for Adam.
虽然今天我们是在亚当的约当中，但是我们不要忘记，以前的约就是亚当，就是伊甸园的约，也是工作的约，人。
And so with that and the fact that the covenant of grace has so many sub-covenants, we know that God's revelation to us is a progressive revelation because they build upon one another.
这些小约呢，其实是个渐进的启示，他们并不是单独的，那是一个跟一个建立在前面。让神的旨意慢慢慢慢可以全盘显明给我们。
And one of the great things here is that God doesn't tell us everything at once, but He unfolds His plan to us over a period of time exactly when we need it in our lives.
这个就是神的恩典，因为神知道我们属灵的容量有限，所以他慢慢一步一步的告诉我们，让我们可以慢慢消化，可以了解。
Now, it might be important for us just to pause right here and understand something about these covenants. God's successive covenants, this progressive plan that He has, are not to be corrective for His earlier covenants.
那么一个很重要的 观念，就是神给我们一些很小很小的约，加起来成为他整个旨意 的本质。这个并不是代表这个小的小小的约是为要纠正改良前面的，不是这样子。神的约是完完全全是良善的，是一步一步的，是完美的。
When God made and put into place another covenant, it wasn't because he kind of said oops or because he made a mistake.
当神启示一个小的约给我们，然后又启示另外一个的时候，并不是代表说啊前面那个有问题了，啊我搞错了，所以我现在就纠正它，不是这样子。
Each covenant that God made with His people then and God's making with us today was made full and complete, and each successive covenant simply explained and added to the earlier revelations.
每一次神给我们一点点的启示，每一个小的启示都是完美的、完全的，是建造在前面那个，好让我们能够明白。
And it was with this Adamic covenant, which became the basis for what some theologians call the dispensation of conscience, or and it simply meant that that it was here where Adam and Eve knew the difference between good and evil.
那么这个亚当的约呢，在神学家来讲，就是特别是时代论的神学家，他说这个时代呢，就是一个 dispensation of conscience， 就是个良心的时代，良心的时代。
And this covenant here that we're talking about today was also an unconditional covenant, and we talked about the differences between the two in the first message.
那么在上次讲到，我提过这个约当中有两种，一个是无条件的，一个是有条件的。那么这个亚当的约呢，是一个无条件的约。
And basically, an unconditional covenant is where God says, "Hey, listen, because I'm speaking this covenant into existence, it's going to happen, not because of anything you do or don't do, but simply because I said it."
那么什么叫无条件的约呢？无条件约就是很简单，神说我说这样子就这样子，并不是因为你做了什么事情。
And it's this covenant, and we know it because we've experienced it. It's this covenant of redemption that is very much in effect today.
那么这个亚当的约呢，就是恩典的约，也是救赎的约了。今天就是在我们这个时代，就是我们要注意、要学习的。
And so what happened was that after Adam broke God's initial covenant and fell, God made a specific covenant with him, and it related to what conditions would now be like for man and how he would restore creation.
那么当人犯罪以后呢，我们就进入这个亚当的约。但是在亚当约的当中，虽然是一个无条件的约，但是人有他的责任，上帝也在这个约中一点一点地告诉我们。
And it's this part of the covenant found in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 that is typically referred to as this is a huge word, as the proto-evangelium or the first gospel, because it's a plan of redemption for us.
那么约翰创世纪十五第三章十五节他说，我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要上你的头，你要上他的根。这个在神学里面有一个叫 proto-evangelium， 我们知道 proto 这个字就是原始的意思，就是说这个是第一个福音。
And so the Adamic covenant begins with Adam and Eve's awareness of their sin and their shame, and it's an awakening of this moral responsibility and covers the period of time until the coming of the kingdom when creation itself, the Bible tells us, shall be delivered.
那么这个亚当的约从什么时候开始呢？就从亚当跟夏娃知道自己有罪，知道自己羞耻，知道他有这个道德的责任，然后一直延伸到神国的来临。
And this covenant here took place in the Garden of Eden, the same place as the last one, but instead of the blessings of God, which were shared in the last covenant, this Adamic covenant is now characterized by the various curses that are the result of Adam and Eve's disobedience.
那么这个约呢， 跟前面那个伊甸园的约都是在伊甸园里面所立的，但是这个约跟前面不同呢，就是其中呢有不同的悖逆和带来的咒诅，神在其中清楚地告诉我们。
And so for the rest of our time today, I want to move into part two, because I want us to look at the participants of this covenant, and then what we're going to see is what curses were a part of. I mean, it's just a joyful message today, right? We're going to talk about curses that God is sending to us.
那么这个约当中呢，里面有很多的角色，有很多的人物。那么今天主日是一个快乐的日子，好像我们不应该讲咒诅的事情，但是上帝的话是清楚地告诉我们，我们必须要留心去听。
But it's important for us just to see this progressive plan that God has laid out, including the people involved.
但是非常重要的，作为信徒，我们应该要一步一步明白神启示的真理。
So if we're reading through this passage here, Genesis chapter 3, the very first participant that we see, that we find in this covenant, is God himself.
刚刚我们读到那几节圣经当中，我们可以看出在这个亚当的约当中有好几个重要的角色，第一个就是上帝本身。
So God in this scenario, in this story, in this covenant, is the primary speaker, and he's the director of events that would take place as a result of the Edenic covenant being broken, the one that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
首先在亚当的约当中，神的重要角色就是他是那个约的发言人，然后他讲到伊甸园被破坏以后，所有发生的事情的主导就是在神的旨意当中。
And because that very first covenant, that Edenic covenant, was broken, we find that with this second covenant that God makes with Adam, what God is ultimately desiring is reconciliation, and he has a plan for the redemption of all mankind.
神首先跟人立了伊甸的约，但是人失败了，所以神现在跟人类再立一个约，这个约最主要的目的就是与神和好，就是恢复两个字。
And that's why God made this covenant, not just for Adam and Eve, but for you and I too, because he knew that we would need to be reconciled to him.
那么请注意，这个约不是光光是神跟亚当夏娃立的，因为我们是亚当夏娃的子孙，也是有罪的人，所以这个约也同样的应用在我们的身上，就是这个救赎的约，目的要我们再次与神和好。
And it's this covenant that is God's initial agreement with us. Remember, the other one was about Adam and Eve, but it's God's initial agreement with us. And what it does is it defines God's relationship to us from the moment of disobedience until our present fallen state of existence.
那么这个约呢，虽然是跟亚当跟夏娃立的，但是也是对我们全人类，对我们所立的第一个约。
And this is God's most concise summary of his entire redemptive plan. It was designed to deal with the problem that the sin in the garden created and the consequences that would come because of disobedience.
那个这个约呢，乃是神救赎计划最简明、最精要的成熟，也是处理罪的问题，再加上讲明罪的后果，不但是当时的，也是日后的，也是影响我们周围所有的人的。
And one of the important things that we don't want to pass over here is this. When we choose to be disobedient to God's plan and what he has shared with us in Scripture, there will be consequences that you and I will have to endure.
那么更重要的就是在这个月当中，我们要知道我们违背上帝旨意的时候所带来的后果。
And some of those consequences might take place immediately. Other consequences might take place down the road, and still others might impact our personal lives or other people around us.
那么这些后果呢，不一定马上可以看到，有时候可能要等到将来就看到，有时候要等一段时间还看到，有时候这些后果呢会影响你周遭的人。
And the thing we want to make sure of is that we're not living a life of disobedience to God's plan that He has laid out for us, because God's plan for us is perfect, and it's written about throughout all of Scripture.
所以我们就不需要注意到我们常常要警醒有没有违背上帝的旨意。
And we can find in God's Word, and we know this through faith, that this covenant is God's answer to the crisis of the fall.
透过上帝的话语，我们就知道这个月乃是回答了堕落的危机，而且说明神怎么处理罪的一个预言。
And this covenant is also God's initial prophecy of how He intends to deal with this plan of redemption.
也是一个预言，神告诉我们他怎么样去处理罪的问题，还把这个救赎的计划阐明给我们知道。Now,
the second participant that we find involved in this covenant is the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14.
那么第二个，在这个约当中参与的角色呢，就是蛇。And
so what God did here with this participant, this serpent, is He made in this passage three provisions concerning this serpent.
那么神在对蛇来讲呢，圣经里面有三个审判的规定，就是命定，有关于这个蛇的处理。
And first of all, we find in Scripture here that the serpent is cursed above all creatures of the animal kingdom.
那么首先我们注意，在整个动物的世界当中呢，承受最大的咒诅就是这个蛇。Now,
all creatures fall now, because of the fall of man, fall under a curse, but there is a special curse on this one member of the animal kingdom.
那么这个蛇呢，不但自己受咒诅，也影响到所有的动物界。
Normally, an animal is not held to this high moral standard or is responsible for their actions, but if it causes harm to man, then it is held responsible, and we could find that listed in Genesis 9, verse 5.
那么在创世纪第九章第五节讲到这个很有意思的事情。 虽然这个蛇，这个动物界，它没有道德的责任，但是每当这个动物伤害着人类的时候呢，它就也要负这个责任。And
so what happens is because we know that animals were created for our benefit, when the principle is violated, then that animal suffers from the judgment of God.
因为动物，神创造动物的目的呢，是为了人类的好处。 如果他违背他创造的目标，就是伤害了人的时候，他必须也要负责任。So
the second provision that he makes here is this: the serpent now has to crawl on its belly.
那么我们看到蛇，现在我们的领会就是蛇就是一个爬虫，爬在地上。And
what this does, perhaps we've not really thought of this before, but what this does is it shows us that originally this serpent that's being described in Scripture moved around in an erect position.
但是我不知道你有没有想过，在亚当那个时候伊甸园的地方，这个蛇很可能是竖立起来了，那么也可能会有脚走来走去。It's
just a silly picture for us, right?
那么如果
The good thing is that's irrelevant to this issue, but there has been much debate over years and years and years and years about whether or not the serpent originally had legs.
那么我们在历史历代当中，对这个并不是说没有研究，我们常常去讨论到底这个蛇，亚当时代的蛇有没有脚呢？
Then the third provision that God made with the serpent is that the Bible tells us, and we read it just a few moments ago, that dust will be the serpent's food.
那么神对蛇另外一个定规就是它的食物就是尘土。
And what that's done, it's all these theologians that kind of get into these crazy, silly arguments, but what's happened with that point is that for decades, Bible critics have held this have had this field day really with pointing out that this must be an error in Scripture, since we all know that reptiles do not eat dust.
那么我们知道蛇是不会吃尘土的，所以历世历代的神学家呢都有很深入的讨论，到底这个圣经是不是有错误呢？
But what this is here, this idea of the serpent eating the dust is simply a Hebrew idiom meaning to be especially cursed.
其实在希伯来文的文化里面，这个尘土只是一个符号上的代表，就是代表一种特别的咒诅。
And that makes sense. It doesn't mean that the snakes around us are going to be sucking up dust. It just means that snakes are going to be especially cursed.
所以从这个观点来看，我们就不需要太注意到蛇到底是不是光是吃尘土了。那么很清楚的，它是受神的咒诅的当中。
And we can find that in Micah chapter 7 verse 17 if you're interested.
其实在弥迦书第七章第十七节有这样子讲。
And it's this part of the curse that will remain until the Messiah comes back.
那么蛇受了咒诅到底到什么时候为止呢？他说到了弥赛亚国度。
Okay. So throughout history, we are told that the serpent lured Eve and deceived her into eating the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那么从历史的眼光来讲，我们知道这个蛇是一个很重要的角色，它是引诱夏娃去吃那个分别善恶的果子。
Now Paul tells us this a little bit in 1 Timothy chapter 2 when he says this. He says, For Adam was formed first, and then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived, and she was the one who became the transgressor.
那么在提摩太后书二章十三到十四节这样子说，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃，此不是亚当被引诱。乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。
But what happened was this: even though it was Eve who became deceived, Adam still chose to participate in her transgression for whatever reason, but probably because of his love for her.
这重点就是说，虽然是夏娃被引诱，但是亚当呢也陷在这个罪中。这个很可能他是爱他的妻子。所以太太做什么，他就跟着做什么。
You know, and perhaps that's a good thought and application for us. It's out of my notes, TC. Sorry about that. But we want to make sure that we don't give in to the sin of others who have been deceived.
那么这里就给我们一个属灵的教授了，教训了。我们不要引诱别人陷落罪中。
All right. So now down to the third participant in this covenant, and the third participant.Chapter 3, verse 15, is Satan himself.
那么在这个亚当之约当中呢，第三个角色呢，就是撒旦。
And again, what God does here is he just kind of teaches us and he just kind of lays out for us the provisions that are given in relationship to Satan.
撒旦，神对他的审判有四个的命定。
And he tells us here that the very first provision, you can see this play out,Okay,
那么第一个重要的规定就是这样子。
He tells us that there would be a perpetual or a continual, an everlasting or an uninterrupted hatred between Satan and the woman.
第二个命令就是有一个永远的、不断的、永恒的、无间断的，他要与女人为仇。
And then the second provision is kind of tied in. They all tie into one another. But this hatred that they would have between one another was to culminate between Satan's seed, the Antichrist, and the woman's seed, the Messiah. Because the Messiah is born to a woman.
那么从历史我们看到这个撒旦跟女人为仇这件事情慢慢严重起来到了一个高峰，这个高峰就是撒旦的种子，就是敌基督， 跟女人的种子就是基督，就是弥赛亚，有一个非常猛烈的善恶之争。
Then the third provision and the fourth go together as well. So the third provision is this: the serpent would bruise the heel of the woman's seed.
那么第三个，其实第四个也包括在内，就是女人的后裔要伤你的头，就是撒旦的头。
Now we know,
撒旦要伤他的脚跟。
So we know that Satan is the enemy of God, and in his rebellion, he will try to deceive as many people as possible.
那么我们这撒旦就是上帝的敌人，他的责任，他的工作就是要迷惑越多的人越好。
And we know that he is the deceiver of the nations. He's the accuser of the children of God.
因为圣经里面讲到他是迷惑众人，迷惑列国。也是神的儿女的控告者。
But we want to be careful because if we lose the promise of Christ that's given to us in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, if that's reduced to just poetry or just a metaphor, then what will happen is we'll lose the foundation for believing that Satan is literally our enemy.
那么如果我们把第三章第十五节，就是女人的后裔上你的头这句话呢，看成是一个诗歌体，是一个预言，是个比喻，那么我们就失去撒旦是我们敌人这个很重要的字上面的意义的基础。
Now it's this fourth provision, this first prophecy of the Lord's victory over Satan that goes on to say that the woman's seed will crush Satan's head.
那么这个善恶之争最后的结果呢，就是基督得胜。
And if we were to read through Scripture, we would find that this occurred initially with the resurrection that we could read about in Hebrews chapter 2.
那么这个得胜呢，根据希伯来书第二章就讲到他的复活就是一个得胜的证据。
But the very final crushing of Satan will come when Satan is cast into the lake of fire that we can find in Revelation chapter 20.
但是最后的得胜呢，那是记载在启示录二十章那里讲到魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火炉了里面。
Now the idea here that the seed, okay, that the seed would bruise the serpent's head is perhaps the most important part of this promise.
最重要就是女人的后裔，也可以翻译成女人的种子，能够打胜这个敌基督，就是撒旦的种子。这个是一个很重要的。的一个神学的观念。
This bruising that the scripture is talking about was more than just kind of a simple pool of blood that was trapped underneath the skin.
那么这个得胜呢，并不是说啊，简简单单讲了，就是皮下流流血就好了，不是这样子。
First John chapter 3 verse 8 tells us that Christ came into the world to destroy the devil's work. And so the bruising of the serpent's head is symbolic of Christ's ultimate victory over Satan.
所以女人后裔伤这个蛇的后裔的头呢，只是一个代表，因为约翰一书这样子讲，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为，除灭。
And so if we can kind of get the visual of this happening as the serpent's, if you will, as the serpent's head is being crushed, the serpent only has one opportunity to do anything, and that's to strike the heel of Christ. When Christ crushes his head.
就是蛇的头被伤害以后啊，他只能够做一件事情，就是伤害这个女人后裔的脚跟。
And so the striking of the heel might represent the tempting of Christ. It might, in a very real sense, we might know that it was absolutely fulfilled on the cross.
那么这个伤了女人后裔的脚跟到底什么意思呢？我们从圣经当中可以看到好几处。第一就是耶稣基督被撒旦带到旷野去引诱的时候，但是耶稣在这个事情得胜，最后也是在十字架上面被伤害，但是复活证明他的得胜。
And we know that because Jesus was arrested, Jesus was unjustly tried, Jesus was tortured, and Jesus was crucified.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的的确确的受苦、受试探、被捕、被不公平的审判，也受刑，最后钉在十字架上。这些都是撒旦伤害耶稣基督的记录。
And it was perhaps in those moments when Jesus was on his way to the cross where Satan felt like he had defeated Christ. But, ironically, this strike that we've read about in Genesis and that's happened in the New Testament at Christ's heel would ultimately result in the death blow to Satan's head. And his fate was sealed.
很奇妙，当耶稣基督被审判，在他走上各个他的道路上面，我相信撒旦一定说啊，我现在胜利了。但是他没有想到，耶稣的十字架居然成为耶稣对他得胜的一个最大的理由。
And friends, listen, that's great news for us today, that Christ defeated Satan, and he is indeed our Lord.
这个就对我们来讲就是一个好消息，就是福音，因为因着耶稣的死，让我们可以恢复，也让我们的罪得到赦免。
All right, so the fourth participant in this covenant is the woman.
那么第四个角色在这个亚当的约当中就是女人。
And so what happened here in this part of the story outline is that we understand that Eve and then all women after Eve were made subject to three provisions that are listed here in Scripture.
神对女人的审判不但亚夏娃那是夏娃以后所有的女人就是遇到下面四至少两点的咒诅。
So the first provision, okay, my wife doesn't like talking about this today, but the first provision was that woman was to give birth in pain.
第一个咒诅了，就是女人要受生产之苦。
And so what happened here was before the fall, she would have been able to conceive and then to give birth without pain. But ladies, you know, this is true. That the fall happened and now birth is done through pain.
那么言下之意就是说，在堕落以前，如果亚当跟夏娃真的生孩子的话，那个时候生孩子是没有痛苦的。但是假如今天我们是夏娃的后裔，所有的女人都承认她们生孩子都有痛苦。
Now the great thing about that is John 16 verse 21 tells us that once birth takes place, there is great joy.
但是约翰福音十六章二十一节给我们一个 很好的盼望，给姐妹们一个很好的盼望。
Then the second provision
就是说，在生产以后会有大大的喜乐。
Sorry about that. The second provision here was that the wife was to be in subjection to the husband.
那么第二个咒诅就是女人必恋慕她的丈夫。她的丈夫必管辖你。
Now what had happened was before the fall, this was actually already in place. This is how God had kind of ordered and structured the world. But what was happening now was that this new element was that she would now have a desire to rebel against that subjection and choose to try to rule over the husband or the man.
其实男女的地位是神在他的旨意当中定下来的。但是堕落以后呢，她选择有这个选择不服从丈夫的权柄。
And it's this piece right here that gives cause to marital strife quite often.
那么这个你想想看，这个就是今天所有婚姻问题的问题之源。
And what happens oftentimes is the husband and wife have this power struggle, this quest for control. And even if it's done innocently, this is why oftentimes friction takes place in that spousal relationship.
那么想想看，你们看看我们今天的婚姻的问题，岂不是一种权力的斗争吗？岂不是大家在争取他们领导的地位吗？那么虽然有时候可能不是一个恶意的行动，但是在这个过程当中难免产生一种摩擦力。
Now, let me just make a comment here before we move too quickly from this thought.
但是当我们讲到女人的时候，我要向弟兄们挑战，要你们好好的听下面那几句话。
And guys, men, this is for you. Ladies, you can clap after I share it, okay?
那么讲完以后，姐妹们你也可以拍手 ，OK?
This is important for us, guys. To have your wife subjected to our leadership in the home does not give us the right to rule over her in a domineering or chauvinistic way.
那么丈夫们要注意了，圣经说男人是女人的头，这并不是说我们有权柄去管辖我们的妻子，也不是说我们有一个无条件的领导的地位，像一些男人主义者一样。
Okay, and we have to be very careful with that because what happens is this. Oftentimes, the domineering, the chauvinistic attitudes and practices come through ultimately a lack of respect and love that is completely opposite of what God truly wants from us.
其实这些所谓男人主义，所谓霸道，好像在家里作威作福一样呢，的的确确后面就是因为他没有爱，也没有尊重他的妻子，使到他有这种的表现。
And so we just have to be careful whether we're reading through Genesis or we're reading some of the New Testament passages by Paul that talk about the relationship between husbands and wife, men and women. Okay, we just want to be sensitive to the fact that domineering and chauvinistic attitudes and practices are not at all what God intended. And so, guys, I'm just
那么这个夫妻当中这个平衡的关系，就是在领导的地位跟爱跟尊重的大范围当中呢，保罗在书信里面有详细的解释。
And all the ladies said, "Amen." No. All right, he's not going for that one. All right, all right. All right, so here's the fifth and the final participant. Okay, I told you it was more of a teaching time today. But the fifth and the final participant in this covenant is the man.
那么在这个亚当之约当中最后一个角色，今天我们要提的就是男人。
And so what happened here was Adam and then the entire human race were subjected to another four provisions here in Genesis 17 or Genesis 3,
那么请注意，当我们讲到亚当的时候，亚当是所有人类的代表，因此神对亚当的审判也照样应用在人类每一个人的身上。
And so the first provision was this: since Adam stands as the representative head of the entire human race, the judgment on Adam is also the judgment on the entire human race.
因为亚当有这个代表的作用在里面，虽然夏娃犯了罪，但是亚当还是对整个人类堕落的情况要负责任。
And even though Eve was the one who was deceived, it's Adam, not Eve, who is held responsible for our human condition.
所以在圣经里面一次再次讲到亚当是对罪进入世界一个最主要的原因，并没有提到夏娃，虽然夏娃是引诱他。
So the second provision here was simply this, that the earth would be cursed.
那么第二个人类受到亚当之罪的审判，就是地受咒诅。
So we know from the Edenic covenant that working was not something new now with this Adamic covenant.
当然我们在这个人类堕落以前，人类也有工作。
But the difference here between the Edenic covenant and the Adamic covenant was in the earth's response.
那么区别在哪里呢？区别就是犯罪以前、堕落以前跟堕落以后，这个土地就是喂养我们这个大地，它对大自然的反应有不同。
And so under the Edenic covenant that we looked at a couple weeks ago, the earth was to respondquickly or readily to man's working and to man's tilling.
在人类犯罪以前，就是伊甸园的月当中呢，这个地是非常有效的，可以产生所有的食物供给人类去吃。
But this passage that we've read today, after the fall, tells us that the earth would not respond so easily. Now, the earth would be filled with thorns. The earth would be filled with thistles. And the earth would be filled with weeds.
那么放旧以后呢，这个地就已经改变了，也等于说受咒诅了，所以有荆棘、蒺藜、野草，什么东西都生出来，以致这个地没有耕种的果效。
Then the third provision here was that man's work was now characterized by hard labor.
在伊甸园的月当中，人有工作，但是在亚当的月当中呢，人也有工作，但是不同的地方就是在伊甸园。的月当中呢，工作是轻松的，是简单的，是有喜乐的。
And so the conditions under the, I mean, we could just be so mad at Adam and Eve, right, for messing this thing up for us.
那么讲到这里，我们可能对这个亚当跟夏娃非常的气。
Because under the Edenic covenant, when they worked, the work was easy, the work was simple, the work was enjoyable.
因为在堕落以前呢，他们有工作，但是这工作对他来讲是一种享受。是一种简单的、轻松的。
And now after the fall, the idea of sweat, pardon me, the idea of sweat, okay, the idea of pain, the idea of hurt was introduced to characterize the work of man, and the labor was now going to be very difficult and very toilsome.
但是犯罪以后呢，工作就不是那么容易了，要汗满、汗流满面才能够糊口。
And then the fourth provision here is this.
最后对人类的审判是
Physical death was introduced in the second covenant.
我们知道伊甸园的时候，人犯罪以后就被与神隔绝了。但是亚当的月中，除了灵死以外，还有肉身的死亡也进入世界。
And so what happened under the Edenic covenant, man died, but it was a spiritual death, right? But here under this Adamic covenant,Man would ultimately die physically.
在伊甸的月当中，就是工作的月当中，人的的确确与神隔绝，的灵也不再有交通。但是到了亚当的月，事情更加严重，肉身的死亡就进入我们这个人类的一个事实当中。
Let me wrap it up for us here this afternoon.
让我现在把刚刚所讲的总括一下。
And so what had happened here in this covenant is this. Although the disobedience had brought a curse upon themselves then and on all future generations, God promised Adam and Eve and you and I that he would send to us a redeemer.
最好的消息就是，虽然我们在亚当的月中，我们受这个罪的咒诅，但是他应许我们一个救主，一个拯救者。
In fact, we're told it's a familiar verse, right? John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave to us his only Son.
那么把这个观念能够简明的阐明出来，莫过于约翰三章十六节：上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子。赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
And whoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life.
因此，所有从你心中接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主的人，他就得到永远的生命。
Where are you today?
那么你今天的光景是怎么样呢？
If God promised you $1 million,Would you do what you needed to do in order to receive that $1 million?
如果上帝给几千万的银子给你，我相信你会尽你所能做一切的事情，拿到这个奖赏。
I think the answer for most of us would be a resounding yes.
我相信大部分人都说 ，Yeah， 我愿意去做工来赚得这，因为这是神应许的这个一大堆的钱银。
But how much better is the reality that he promised to us a redeemer that we might be restored and reconciled to him?
但是你有没有想过呢？今天你不要做什么，因为完全他只是恩典，你只要相信，你就可以接受这个救主，做你个人的拯救者。
And that we would have the opportunity to live with him eternally if we do one thing.
And that's to invite him into our life. 这个可能性, 与他永永远远在一起, 只要我们做一件的事情。
Let's pray.
这个事情就是相信他, 让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this covenant.
父神, 我们谢谢你给我们这个亚当的约。
Lord, without this covenant that we're talking about today, we would have no hope for eternity in heaven with you.
如果不是因为这个约的缘故, 我们今天是完全变成一个没有盼望的人。
This is the covenant of redemption and reconciliation.
这个是一个救赎跟与神和好的约。
This is the covenant that expresses your love for each one of us.
这个也是一个约阐明表达你对我们无比的爱。
And so God, today, I don't know where everybody's at spiritually.
主啊, 我不知道每个人, 他们个人属灵的光景, 但是你是知道的。
But Lord, my hope would be, my prayer would be, 但是, that
但是我的盼望, 我的祷告就是这样子。
That we would make sure that we're right with you, Lord. And if we've never stepped over the line of faith and have entered into a relationship with you today, God, I pray that today might be that day when we say yes to Jesus.
最重要就是我们在你审判台前会站立得住，这是我的祷告。
Be with us, Lord, and speak to our heart and our mind.
主啊与我们同在，对我们每一个人心中说话。
We love you in your name. Amen.
我们祷告，那是奉耶稣基督的圣灵，阿门。